Bulky Dads is brought to you by Top Cut Central, our number one place for bulk. Please visit topcutcentral.com/bulk. Again, that's topcutcentral.com/bulk. And make sure you let them know that the Poke Dad sent you. Also by Gamers Move. Get your nerd on at gamersmove.com for all your latest video game news, esport news, podcasts, or anything your little nerdy heart can desire at gamersmove.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 56. We get into, we break down the video by Frosted Caribou that dropped to last Friday on the state of Pokemon and how did we get there. And it's a very, very well done video. We take a deep dive, we break it down, and she hits every point. So make sure you check that out. And Card of the Week is back with our favorite Alolan Exeggutor and Rowlet. You guys know why. Grass for life. Or as Aaron would say, grass is best. So let's jump in. Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Poke Dads, a Pokemon TCG podcast sponsored by Top Cut Central. I'm your host, Poke Dad Rick, and with me today is always my Robin to my Batman, my Vision to my Wanda, my peanut butter to my chocolate, Poke Dad Aaron. How are you, man?
Why am I the sidekick? Why can't you be the sidekick?
You want to be the movies? You want to have the movies?
Yeah. This is completely unfair. I mean, you do most of the work, but damn it, I want to be the main character.
I'm sorry, Chad's confused too. I was like, I'm gonna change it up today. Let's get some fun. But at least you're my Robin to my Batman, right? Short shorts, you got this.
I don't got short shorts, but fine. Either way, I am doing pretty good right now. I've spent the last week. Probably I honestly would guess probably a solid 30 hours of just doing D&D update and stuff. I just hit a thing I was going to do, and I have just crushed through it.
I love it. I love that. And I also love the amount of love our Discord had for you over the weekend.
Yeah. Discord, that was really nice. Awesome.
They're just like, hey, I appreciate it. Show us. What do you got? You're like, do this. Here's this giant PDF file. Make sure you do this way, though.
Yeah. Make sure you download the three of them. So, for those of you who don't necessarily know, we talked about it last time, but I have roughly probably like 600 or so pages of like D&D content in the work I've done, from rules to monsters and a bunch of other stuff. Check it out some other time.
I like it. I also shout out to our Discord for our Patreon members. We got to hang out with them on Saturday night. That was a lot of fun. Yep. Thank you guys.
I got to play. I was up until I think like 1 a.m. Central Time, just hanging out, talking, playing Pokemon, winning some games, losing some games. I beat Rick. It was good times.
He did. He did. My Charizard was prized. It was a good time.
He got what was coming to him.
It was funny. The dude fact is like, everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to see this deck in action. And then it's like half the main parts of the deck is prized.
I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going against here. Like, I see fucking, there's a fighting Pokemon. Oh, there's an ADP. But yeah, it was a Rhyperior, and then an ADP comes out. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going against, but still won.
In all fairness, I shouldn't put Rhyperior in there. I totally forgot it was weakness to plant or grass. I just put him on there because I know I can make him attack right after doing ADP. Yeah. But then I was like, oh, that doesn't help me. He one-shots it. And I was like, woo!
I do. And then I boss his order and one-shot it.
It's a good time. It's a good time. So a lot of fun. But I'm glad you're making progress. And you do this, what, once a year? What's this?
I mean, I haven't done like something like that in that amount of time in a while.
Okay.
Typically, it ends up being I guess the best way to describe it is usually I end up like spacing stuff out. Like I do a couple things a month normally, and then I have like my early access people get that I just kind of sometimes it's like here's things here and there, and then sometimes it's like just I'm just doing it. I'm focused on it. I'm enjoying doing it, and I spend like 30 hours in a week putting two PDFs together to make it look all pretty.
A job upon of another job. I love it. I love it. My weekend was good though. Emma was over on the weekend. We had some fun. She likes sleeping on the couch currently because Finn is waking up a lot. We found out that there's a 8, 9, 10th month sleep regression that can last anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks.
Fun.
And separation anxiety and teething. Fun. And brain developing at a high speed, so he's learning a lot of things and putting things in categories. So his mind is literally always doing something. Think of it as you're trying to go to sleep and you have like something very fun the next day, like you're going like Christmas morning, stuff like that. And you couldn't sleep and you keep thinking about it. That's our 8 month old every minute of the day.
So it's always Christmas. That's a good thing to always think about. Good for him.
Well, I'm saying his brain is always just keeping him wired. So he's starting to get a little better at it. Early last week, I would put him down around 8 p.m. and he would wake up again within the hour. And then slowly, as probably the last 6, 7 days, now he's sleeping for, I don't know, I would say maybe 3 hours or 4 hours. Then he'll wake up. But then he's up like hyper up. Like last night, he was up. Shannon was trying to put him down. And then, he didn't want it. He didn't want any of it. So she brought him into our room. And he's just looking at me like, he's like, sup? I'm kicking you out of your bed, daddy.
I'm the
like,
man of the house now.
I was like, all right, cool, man. I'll go sleep in your room. You can sleep in my room. It's fine.
That's so funny.
Yeah, good. Good stuff. Well, we'll get through it. Eventually, we'll get some sleep. The best thing about yesterday is I was up with him all night Sunday, and I got home. Shannon ordered tacos, and he went down around 8:30, and then Shannon and I went to bed like right after.
Oh, yes, the early nights.
The early nights. You know when they tell you like you should live every day like it's your last one? I did not do that yesterday at all.
No worries. I've been staying up till like 1 o'clock in the morning working on stuff. So I made up the sleep that you lost.
Oh, thanks, man.
Or the awakeness that you lost, I guess.
For sure. All right. Well, let's jump into some Pokemon stuff. One of my favorite things right now is you did find a box of cereal with Pokemon cards.
I did. There was like 3 or 4 boxes. It wasn't even just one. I mean, it was only Lucky Charms, which I like Lucky Charms, so it's not a big deal. But I'm like, I wonder if there's any other like things, and there was none in the grocery store whatsoever.
They're lucky. Now the question is, did you pull the Pikachu card?
I did not.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yes, it was rough. I opened up the pack, and it was right there in the front. I didn't find it. Of course, as we all know, you get it in every single box of Lucky Charms and any other brand that has the Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
I got a Snom. I don't remember what the other card I got was. It was unimportant, obviously.
Supposedly, there's another holo, and it's a Galarian Ponyta.
That's cool.
The second chase card. Well, I guess the chase card of the set. I don't know. I just saw someone talking about it on Instagram. I got Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I haven't opened it yet because over the weekend we had Emma. And we like, I'll cook her food. I'm not that dad where I'm just like, have a bowl of cereal. If she lives with me, of course, eventually that would happen. But when she's there for 2 mornings, I'm going to make sure she gets what she wants. But she put me on blast. I was Saturday morning. Shannon made her very first omelet. She's never made omelets before in her whole life.
Like ever?
Ever. So, threw me for a loop. And it was good. It turned out really good. And Emma looks at me and she's like, when are we ever going to have pancakes again? And I was like, wait, what? She's like, we haven't had pancakes. And I was like, oh yeah, you love pancakes. I haven't had pancake mix probably since like the beginning of the pandemic. So.
See, I thought she was going to insult your food. Like, Shen's is so much better. Or Dad, why don't you make this more often?
Oh, that would have been kind of funny.
On blast.
No. Emma really eats anything you put in front of her. She just says the same thing over and over and over. She looks at you and she's like, do I have to eat all of it? And I'm like, girl, it's not even that much. She thinks like it's this hard journey to just eat through her food. Like, she's just like, do I have to eat all of it?
I mean, my kid's 11. He still tries to bargain. Like, I'll eat half of this. I'm like, no, you're going to eat your dinner. Like, okay, I've ate my dinner. He's eaten like three bites. Like, since like I told him, I'm like, no, you're going to eat your dinner if you want to do anything else. And then it's a lot of standoffs. It's good times.
Damn it. So you're telling me I have to deal with this longer than normal?
Forever. I mean, forever. I mean, at least your kid eats food.
Yeah, I have no problem. She eats it. She just... Oh, yeah, what's up?
Sorry, we did just get him to eat some, like, broccoli thing, because the kid doesn't like broccoli. He'll eat, like, the tops of them, but he won't eat the whole stalk and whatnot, but Ainsley found something that he'll eat that's healthy, that she's completely, like, if you ever want these in breakfast, as a snack, any time of the day, just let me know, and I will make these for you, because they're, like, some kind of healthy food. I can't, they're almost like tater tot, like, broccoli-like things, but it's, like, all, like, broccoli or something.
Oh, dude, I get those all the time. I get the broccoli and cheese one.
Yeah, he really, really enjoyed it. So that's what that's what we're getting for him.
Yeah, right. I got now. Shannon stumbled onto him when we were on keto.
Okay, I can see that.
So you're like, you can't have tater tots, but you can have broccoli tots. And I was like, done.
I'm in.
It is hard to get them crispy, though. I'm always
We have an air fryer?
Yeah, well, I do too.
Then I don't know what you're doing wrong.
Life?
Fair.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All right, so as of recording, we're 10 days away from Battle Styles. And today, Aaron, Pokemon was like, "Hey, you guys want to know the name of the next set?" And we're like, "Well, we haven't even got to Battle Styles yet." But like, "Oh, well, we got to get you pumped." And what's the name of the new set, buddy?
It is Vileplume for everyone.
Nice.
It's definitely not Chilling Rain.
Chilling Rain. I like that. I like that. Do it with what?
I mean, I enjoy the wordplay on it because it's chilling and, you know, rain is like raindrops, but it's spelled rain as in like, you know, this is your, that's a horrible sentence for this. But, you know, rain like a like kingdom. Like,
yeah, you know, no, that was perfect. I was going to stop you, but I felt like you recovered pretty well. So
thank you.
Yeah. A lot of speculations. We don't know what the set will contain. Outside, the half the set will contain that set. What's that called? Matchless Fighters. That's coming out on the 19th in Japan, and then whatever the next set for Japan after that will be our Chilling Rain. And I joked with Scott, and I was like, "Hey man, it's gonna focus on Ice and Psychic Pokemon." And I was like, "Maybe Alakazam VMAX." And then he's just like, "Don't do that to me." And I was like, "Well, you never know. You never know." So someone reached out to us on Instagram and was like, when's grass going to get some love? And I was like, "Never. Right? Never. You guys are just never going to get love."
We deserve love. I deserve love.
Oh, man. Maybe one day, man. Maybe. I'm trying to think, like, so we've been in this for almost 2 years, and outside of, like, Vileplume being in Cosmic Eclipse, Burning Shadows, was it Unbroken Bonds? Like, Vileplume showed up a lot, you know? So.
I mean, it was widely used in Grass decks, and I mean, the Rowlet Executor and Vileplume deck did really well, so... I think it's just, you know, it's that rotation. We're going psychic now. I'm guessing we'll probably see grass next again. It's part of that rotation.
Are they going to just focus heavily on a fire again? Because
because they hate me.
They're like, grass Pokemon, get out of here. Slowly but surely, the last week and a half, we've been getting cards for the next Matchless Fighter set. And nothing super big right now, but two cards that caught my eye were Zangoose and
Seviper.
Seviper. I had to like think about Viper.
Man, if you watched Pokemon and you liked Pokemon, you know that Jesse had one of these, which is how I know how to say its name.
Seviper.
If you go to if you go to translator, it's Seviper. It's like you're wrong, you sons of bitch translators. Seviper.
Yeah.
Seviper.
Which you put those two cards next to each other, they look like they're battling each other, which is really, really cool. And probably since episode 4 of Pokédads, I did Zangoose for a cover of the one and only, my goodness, my brain. I almost called him Bon Jovi, and it's not Bon Jovi. Shannon would kill
me. That doesn't help me.
I know. David Bowie. It was a David Bowie cover. Oh, my goodness. And ever since then, I was like, I kind of like Zangoose. It just was a pretty rad looking Pokemon. I don't really know much about him, so maybe I'll just keep the mystery that way, where I'm just like, he's rad.
Zangoose was cool, from what I recall.
Yeah. Aaron, do you want to let the Pokédad Nation know what these two cards do?
Sure. So, Seviper is a dark Pokemon, 110 HP. It has a single attack that is called Strength Tail, which I'm assuming that translation may change once it hits the English side of things. So, its effect is 90 plus damage. So, if you played a single strike supporter card from your hand during this turn, this attack does 90 more damage. It is it's 3 energy, 2 dark, 1 colorless for effectively 180 damage. And then the Zangoose is a colorless, is 110 HP, the same. This one is your rapid strike. Seviper was your single strike. It has a 3 colorless attack called Gale Claw. Does 50 damage, but it has the effect that if you played a rapid strike supporter card from your hand during this turn, this attack also does 50 damage to 2 of your opponent's benched Pokemon. So it's a nice triple attack.
I like it. And then put the scope on there. Make them attack that more. I'll tell you this. I know the whole idea of this set and in half of Chilling Rain, whatever that's going to be with Rapid and Single Strike. I like that the whole deck will work as one. Like, you probably don't have to think about it because I'm going to probably be playing Single Strike support cards and Rapid Strike normally, maybe outside of Professor's Research or Marnie's. You know, give or take it, those are staples because, you know, you want to be able to get to the cards that you need. But my question to you would, with everything that's going on with single and rapid strike, do you feel like they're pushing too much? Like, do you think we would have to run these decks in order to do anything to compete in, like, meta-wise?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it definitely adds some more variety and flair, and maybe as some of the other old, what's the word I'm looking for here? Old packs. You know, things. I can't think of what it's called right now. You know, it's the brain sometimes.
Yeah.
But once some of the older cards fall out and are no longer in play, we may see that a situation like that possibly. But I really think it's just a nice, because you can still use the cards without having the rapid strike and stuff like that for a lot of these things. Or you can use some of the rapid strike, especially like I think trainer cards, still with some non rapid strikey cards too. So yeah, I think it will add in some nice definition to some of these decks, especially some of the fighting decks and stuff like that, but I don't think it's required or that I'm going to feel like I have to play one, which obviously I'm not going to.
No, you. Why would you when Urshifu is weak to grass? So
exactly.
Keep it going.
You're going to be my bitch.
Or you're playing Delmize VMAX. You know, that's going to be a good time for you.
Playing the Digimon.
Over the summer, we are getting a Professor Willow trainer card with a nice collaboration with Pokemon TCG. And it's one of many. I don't know exactly how many, but we're going to get multiple cards. And I'm just telling you, I really hope Professor Willow is just Professor Research. So
really?
Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite. I want it to be an actual different effect.
Yeah.
I don't want another Professor's Research with another just picture of a professor on it. I want a dang Professor Willow card.
So what would you want him to do since he always...
I have no idea. But I want something different. I don't care if it's good or bad. Something different.
Something different. I like that. I love Professor Willow ever since he was introduced 5 years ago. It's kind of cool and kind of crazy to think that Pokemon Go was released 5 years ago this coming summer. I just remember just that craze in 2016 when that happened. Like everyone was walking, everyone was playing. It was that one week when the whole world united and everyone was kind and just wanted to capture Pokemon.
You know what's weird to think about that, like life-related wise? Both my legs were broken then and I was still walking around with you guys. Like, it feels like it was before that all happened, which would have been like 10 years ago from now.
Yeah.
But you know, my legs were broken when that happened. I was just walking around with you guys. That was cool. That was a fun thought.
He's like, wait a minute. that's the summer when Blink-182 finally came back and added Matt from Alkaline Trio. And it was a fun album. It was definitely different. I really liked that it was just a different sound. But when Bored to Death dropped, I was like, okay, all right, I'm into it. I'm into it. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens. It'd be interesting. I think it would be kind of cool to see if it works both ways. Like maybe these cards also work with Pokemon Go. So like maybe you turn on the app and you can put the card in front of it and then unlock something for you in Pokemon Go. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
I only play Pokemon Go when it's like a community day of a Pokemon I care about. And it's very, very rare when that happens.
The last time I played was when Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee came out.
We know the Eevee story.
I don't know if they know the Eevee story.
You've told me.
I might have told you. Either way. No, I was just saying that was the last time I played. And I have not had any, like, motivation to play since.
Yeah.
And really, I installed it to see what Pokemon I could transfer over to Let's Go Pikachu. Not necessarily to catch the shiny Eevee that I got as soon as I opened the game up.
So that'd be kind of a fun little mechanic. We'll see where things go. Pokemon McDonald's ended yesterday. It was the last day. Yeah. It's a month. It's a month that went super quick. And what was kind of cool is by the end of the day yesterday, you were able to finally purchase packs if you wanted to because Pokemon ended and McDonald's got their toys for their next thing that started today. So if I don't know if everyone knew, I know PokeBeach tweeted about it and some other places tweeted about it, but that was kind of cool that they were like, okay, we have a shitload now. If you like to purchase some, you can purchase some. We got some details about the first team challenge going on, and it's going to happen. The first round of the playoffs is happening the first weekend of Players Cup, which is kind of frustrating, especially two of our four teammates are in the Players Cup. So we have to figure that out. Shout out to Bon Bon and Adam. So, but some cool things about it, Wood, and it's great. They're literally taking the word team challenge to heart where when you're in a match, you can stream it with your teammates, and your teammates can help you while you play.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Man, having someone in the background yelling at you for what you're doing wrong is going to be really stressful.
So that's kind of interesting. And so what they tell you is you got to pick a captain and then, your three players. Three of the four have to play. So just in case if one can't make it. And one of our team members find out, he's like, well, my child is due date is the 22nd. So he's like, I might be out. And we're like, oh no.
Man.
And then Adam, I think has to work that weekend. So we have to figure that out. But it's cool. It's fine. We'll, team Pokedads will figure it out. But what's great is it's the same thing as the previous tournaments for the team challenge. You have to submit your deck lists and do all that stuff. Well, since only three people are playing, you can submit that fourth player just to make the other team guess like, say we're worried about Lucario. Yeah, loot battle. That's the correct way of saying it. And we just say we have a Sense of Scorch deck, but none of us are playing it out of, like...
Yeah.
And then we just have it there, so the guys on the other team are like, oh, shit, they have a Senti deck. Maybe we won't play this new metal deck at all. So... It's gonna be interesting where these kind of tactics will come into place. I'm excited though. I'm really, really excited to see the team dynamic and stuff like that. But speaking of team challenge, yesterday, boom, boom, boom. I know it's still Pokemon challenge. Pokemon announced the summer team challenge. We're not even in the playoff mode of the current one. And they're like, you know what? It was such a good hit. We're going to do another one. So that's kind of cool. So qualifiers will kick off on April 3rd for the Global Online Challenge, with the grand final taking place in August. And literally the same thing. Play Pokemon Challenge, offering Master Division players of the Pokemon Train Card Game an opportunity to participate in a global online tournament. This challenge is the second Pokemon TCG online tournament of its kind. Stores opportunity to organize competitive teams, helping players connect with their local stores and other players. Registration for participating stores has already begun and will continue through May 2nd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great. So now, as the world slowly gets better, we have Players Cups happening, and it seems like every time the Players Cup ends or in between, we get the Pokemon Team Challenge. And it's great to see PTCGO get some love, but I'll tell you,
yeah,
it'd be nice if PTCGO give us a better device, a better operating system, better something. But
update that UI.
There it is. That's a better word. I like it. So, I got two things.
Liar.
Yeah. One is Pokemon PTCGO ladder reset yesterday for the next 21 days. You'll be able to grind your heart out for 2 Charizard and Rashiam GX cards and, bum, 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 1 Full Art Welder. My goodness. Those are some good prizes.
It says you, for me as a grass trainer, I have zero interest in any of these cards whatsoever.
give it up to PTCGL, though. Those are some high... sought after cards, and
yeah, they are.
The Welder full art. I can't tell you. I've never made it to the third ladder in 21 days, but maybe
I have.
Congratulations, buddy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'll try to get that Welder.
Gotta do it, man. Gotta do it.
Gotta do it. And the last thing before we take a break is speculations now that Marnie's promos are in the horizon, and those are 2 different Marnies. The Marnie that we were supposed to get from Shiny Fates will be part of this promo, and the Marnie promo that we talked about, I want to say 2 months ago, where it's her autograph card, looks like it's going to be in some kind of bundle where you would get her autograph card and the Shiny Fates full art Marnie, younger Marnie card. So,
I mean, that's cool.
Speculation. This is all rumors. I got this at PokeGuardian.com. Not PokeBeach was not talking about it, but I like to use both those websites when it comes to news. And I think I am a Marnie fan, even though I don't know much about her. Still haven't played the game. I haven't done anything, but she seems rad. She rad? Aaron, do you remember how cool she was? Was she cool?
I mean, I remember Marnie. I mean, I'm not as much of a Marnie. Like, I don't have really any specific character in Sword and Shield that I would be like, fuck yeah, with. So, I mean, out of them all, I would say Marnie's probably the best. But there's no one really that I really, really care for in Sword and Shield.
Interesting. Not even the grass trainer, huh?
No. He's really buff and shit, though, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, Milo?
Yeah.
It's Milo. Yeah, he was a little weird. I like it. All right, let's take a quick break.
All right. I
wanna be the healthiest, like no one ever was. I'm stocked up on my soul wipes, my life's been put on pause. I will stay put inside my house, so friends, this is goodbye.
Welcome back, Wood. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
It was a good break.
It was a great break. No 23 flavors for us this week, but...
Nope.
We'll get back on that. No matter what your doctor tells you.
No matter what, yes. That was the best thing. I showed that to the wife. I'm like, see? And I mean, I'm the one who's like, I don't want to drink any more soda, but I'm still like, you're the one who's supposed to make me not drink the soda. That's your responsibility. So I like, I want to drink while you're out. You're not supposed to get me one. But she loves me, so she still gets me one.
Yeah, I like it. So Aaron posted a meme yesterday on our Discord, and it was great. He's like, this spoke to me. And
if you want to see it, check it out.
Yeah,
on the Discord.
And it's literally a guy at a doctor's office is telling him you need to cut back on soda, and then the guy's like, I would like a second opinion, and grabs a Dr. Pepper from his armpit, and it just says Dr. Pepper says I'm fine.
It was good.
Oh, that's really good. Really good. So last week we got into the state of play Pokemon, where it's going, where it's heading, where it's been since we recently hit over a year mark when Collinsville happened in Illinois, and it was the last big tournament event in the States. And on Friday, a video by Frosted Caribou, who also goes by Boo, did this really well done video called How Did We Get Here? And she goes into a deep dive of the state of Pokemon, and she goes into like the four elements that make Pokemon, how it started, where she thought it started, and scalping, and just pretty much gives you the complete history in her eyes of why Pokemon TCG is where it is right now. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, it's done very well. We'll have a link in our description. And she's also one of my favorite creators. One, she's a player. She's a player first. And it's just so refreshing because she tries to get collectors into playing. That's like her goal. And as us, as creators and players, it's just very refreshing. Also, she's so easy to talk to. Like, she'll reach out to us, ask questions, reach out to her, ask questions. And it's easy. You know, sometimes the bigger creators out there, you get crickets for days.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, honestly, I was really, really impressed. I personally haven't seen anything from her before. And just the presentation of it all, like the music was so well done. You really got that emotion across with like how she was talking about it with the music, and the explanation was just so well articulated and explained. I really, really enjoyed it. It was like I think it's 55 minutes long. And I mean, I sat through the entire thing just listening to it.
And I watched it. I watched it twice. So I'll start with this with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Outside of like it being done well and stuff like that, what were your takes from the video? Did you agree a lot? Do you have some stuff you didn't agree about? Like, just how you feel? Because she does it right in the beginning. It's like, this is her viewpoints. She's not trying to force her views on anybody. It's just right. What she believes. And I personally think, and I'll get to mine too, but overall, she did. I think she nailed everything. Like, just
I would agree. I mean, I think the one thing I didn't agree with her on was there was a spot where she kind of skipped over really when the Pokemon cards started disappearing, which she mentioned kind of around Shining Fates, when I really feel like it, like, as soon as Vivid Voltage came out, we were finding nothing. I mean, even Rebel Clash, we were really not finding anything, at least around our area. I mean, it could have been different for where she was located at, but I really feel like it started earlier here than her thought on that. And that was probably, that's really the biggest discrepancy I think I have between anything she said was like, because, I mean, we didn't find Rebel Clash anywhere when it first came out. That was really when the complaints with Scott and stuff like started, was then. And it was Vivid Voltage, nowhere could you find it. You couldn't find it anywhere.
I think she said Vivid Voltage, honestly. I don't think she said Shiny Face. I believe she said that Vivid Voltage
there was two spots. There was a spot where, like, Shining Fates is where it, like, the scalpers, like, just took, like, everything.
Mm.
But Vivid's Voltage for her is where it started.
Yeah.
Where, and for our cases, it was, like, Rebel Clash is when it started for us. Oh. At least in our area. And like I said, I think that's the only discrepancy is, like, when something started and by, like, a different set. I finally remember the word I was looking for earlier. Set.
I like it. Pokedance. What she said, yeah, Rebel Clash near the end before Darkness Ablaze was getting kind of tough. And then Darkness Blaze to me is when I started feeling that something was happening with Pokemon. I remember going to work and then going to my typical Walmart on lunch to go grab an Elite Trainer box, and there were none there. And there were no booster, because that we got the double booster packs. You got the Darkness Ablaze and a free Sword and Shield pack.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, did they not put it out? And then I remember a kid next to me was like, oh no, they had it out on Thursday. I was like, oh, great. Of course they did.
Man.
Yeah,
and we even literally did an entire sketch about trying to find Darkness Ablaze.
Yeah. You were going to go out there. We're going to find it. Aaron in the back.
Do you have Darkness Ablaze?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have Darkness Ablaze. Stand by, I have Darkness Ablaze.
Yeah. And that's, I guess to me, though, I chalked that up, though, due to the fact that Charizard VMAX was in that set.
Well, that and Eternatus and stuff like that, too. Like, you know, the new evil Pokemon.
So I was like, okay, I understand a little bit. You know, everyone was trying to get that Charizard. I was tracing it back to Hidden Fates. And where she was talking about where things started changing was Hidden Fates. She nails that. But Gary V, I believe, and we talked about him before, I feel like he's the one that started the whole Pokemon, you should start investing in Pokemon cards, when he pulled up his Mewtwo from basic set that was graded 9, his first edition. So I think that started whatever that scenario was. But I don't remember exactly where to place that. Like, if it was right before Shining Fates, in the middle, Shining Fates, right before Hidden Fates or after Hidden Fates. But what made Hidden Fates crazy to me is because of that pristine 10 Charizard that sold for $10,000. And that's when it hit. Like, that's when everyone, random people would go to card stores and be asking, like, hey, do you have that set where I could get that shiny Charizard? And then, you know, that people that didn't know about Pokemon knew about this one card that had a chance to make $10,000.
Yep.
So, I do want to put a clip, and if I have time, she talks about the four things that make Pokemon TCG. And it's really good. You got the collectors, the sellers, the players, and the content creators.
Then we have Pokemon players, the least touched on, the least talked about, the least acknowledged in the Pokemon TCG community. And these people's main priority is to enjoy actually playing the Pokemon trading card game. Players are the core of the Pokemon hobby and what keeps Pokemon alive outside of the shiny Charizard chase card. players influence and spark the future of the Pokemon TCG, the sets, the influence those sets and cards have on the meta. All of this is formulated around Pokemon players. Players are also the heart of the community. Pokemon Worlds is the largest Pokemon event. It's a global event that unites all the Pokemon players and lovers of the TCG and the VGC and Pokemon Go, and you all get together and just enjoy this hobby together. Players can either be casual or competitive, but the main priority of Pokemon players is to enjoy playing the cards and enjoy the playing card community.
And she goes into each one individually and she breaks them down. And as a player, and as her as a player, she makes a really good point. And like I said, I'll have what she says in the podcast. But even though we're the smallest portion of these,
and the smartest, obviously, yes, the smartest too, as you were going to say.
We pretty much make the TCG go around. Like they build around us. And then because of us, you get the new mechanics, the new things that make the TCG game where it is. Mm-hmm. And she, I forgot exactly what she said, but we're the most important, but also the most ignored. And I was like, yeah, girl, I feel you. I feel you on that.
I mean, I think a lot of things she brought up, like even for like content creators, with, I mean, slightly spoilers, but like what content creators are now being, in a sense, being forced into, or the content, it's really pushing the top content creators further as the ones that are still are starting off or are learning, or, you know, even the middle point that can't do what these top creators are doing are falling farther behind because of the situation that's happening now.
Yeah,
she really laid it out really well.
Like if you have money, you could continue making this content. If you don't have money, then you're
screwed.
Yeah. There was someone that like responded to her, thinking that like she was like blaming the content creators, and then not once in her whole video she blamed the content creators, which was really bizarre to me. And I watched it. And I don't remember exactly the guy's name. It's like something Jake. Hold on, I'll bring it up.
Don't even worry about it. Don't mention their name. Doesn't make a difference.
And he took it as like she says it's the content creator's fault. They're not saying anything. They're only in it for the money. And it's not. It's literally all four of them. It's the sellers. It's the collectors, it's the players, it's the content creators.
It's a bit of everything.
Yeah. And another thing is that it's the pandemic where you can't do much. So what can you do then? Like go to the store, come home and just bust open a few packs for a hobby. So, it was good.
It's hard to talk about it without trying to spoil it, because I definitely want people to watch it.
Yeah.
But I think she makes a lot of valid good points of where content creators are being pushed towards, due to scalpers, due to the Logan Paul stuff and all that type of things, and also in some cases the embarrassment that those content creators are making Pokemon out to be, or that the most watched, you know, people don't necessarily know what they're talking about. And then people are falling into these traps of spending a bunch of money on these cards trying to get them, or end up buying, you know, boxes that have already been, you know, been resealed and stuff like that. Which, I mean, we even ran into that recently, where we had a resealed pack. Like, you have these people that are learning these things and taking advantage of the situation because of all this hype from collectors and content creators. And I wouldn't say necessarily the players in that specific case, because players aren't necessarily going out to buy that first edition Charizard to put in their deck. I'm just saying.
I'm going to shuffle the shit out of this.
It's still in the case as you're shuffling.
Why is your deck in... Oh, he's like, my deck is all that, PSA.
That is the best thing ever. Yeah, just every, your entire deck, you know, it's like 3 feet tall, all in the actual plastic cases. You're holding it out, like trying to hold your entire hand. Oh, man, it's amazing. It's a great idea. Yeah,
that sounds like a skit right there. We got it.
No one's allowed to steal it. We thought of it first.
So... Yeah, it's really good. Check it out in the description or hit her up on Instagram as Frosted Caribou Boo. It's good. So it just brings up, I guess in my mind, is how long do you see this lasting? Because, of course, everything eventually goes back to normal, right? Eventually we'll see things in the store again if it's post-pandemic or during the pandemic. Do you see it like 10 months, 15 months? Do you think that's too high?
I think that's too low, personally. And the reason behind that is, look at us. We are literally the age group of Logan Paul. Not Logan Paul, but you know, a lot of the creators who are so into like getting back into that nostalgia. And we've been doing it for over a year, and we're not bored at all. You know, there's still so much to do, so much enjoyment from it. And I feel like that's going to be it's the same for a lot of people. Sure, some of the collectors in some cases have definitely probably fallen off because no one wants to spend that kind of money to collect the new sets because of the value of what they are versus what you can potentially get. And, you know, some people just want it on their wall or in a binder. But for players and for those looking to make the money and stuff like that, I really feel like that's going to stick around for a long time. I personally don't think we're going to ever get back to exactly how we used to be. We're going to hit in the middle at some point, but I think it's going to be a couple years down the road before that happens.
That sounds good for Pokedads.
I mean, it sounds great for Pokedads, but in that same sense, is I want people to enjoy what they like to do with the Pokemon trading card game. I want them to enjoy buying those slightly rare cards for a tad bit more money that they can afford, so they can, you know, have that piece of their childhood. I want the people that are getting these new sets to collect the whole set just to hold on to and show off to their friends, like, look what I got. I want
with every pull, it feels like.
Look what I got, Rick. I mean, I'm opening digital packs because, you know, I don't leave the house typically because of COVID and family and safety and whatnot. But I always send them screens. I'm like, look what I got. It's cool. Look at it. But I mean, at the same point, those people that want to play the game, I want everybody to be able to do what they want to do. But I don't think we're necessarily going to ever get back to pre-Sword and Shield, I guess, in a sense. Because even before, even with Hidden Fates, there was a slight bump, and that was okay. But once we got into Sword and Shield stuff with the new Charizards and whatnot, I don't think we're ever going to get back prior to that.
Yeah. Well, even like with Hidden Fates, even with all the hype around it, I had no problem finding tints. Like, mm-hmm. I would go every once in a while, pick up tints. Heck, for Black Friday that year, they had Hidden Fate tints at Target for $10.
Yep.
And
you could buy them. I even saw some at, Best Buy.
Yeah. Things are definitely true. I guess in my head, when I mean like back to normal, I just think eventually I should be able to go to Target or Walmart or something and not just be a ghost town. You know what I mean? Like maybe some older product will be there at least. And I'm like, well, I don't want this.
I mean, well, the same situation is with these scalpers that are buying stuff. They have no idea what any of it's worth. So they're just like, ooh, Pokemon, buy it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like maybe in some cases we may end up running into like Target. And like, I mean, some of these companies maybe need to set limitations on the cards, based off credit cards, based off, literally, like, potentially by even almost like an ID, just to try to minimize the give, especially kids, the opportunity to get the cards and enjoy the game. Otherwise, we're going to hit, you know, Pokemon down the road where kids don't know anything about it anymore because all the adults play it or buy all the cards.
And then eventually that doesn't help out the future of Pokemon at all.
Correct. And that's a big, that's a big potential future problem. Likely that happening is probably rare. I mean, I feel like when you, if you can flood the market with enough crap, then you're not worried about getting scalpers. All the product is still probably going to sell, but the value of the cards, because there's so many, is going to be a lot lower.
The only nice thing about this whole, like, scalping situation is, like, all these packs are being opened to chase these chase cards. So, like, being a player right now is just nice because single cards for certain cards that we need are super cheap. But it's not like it's not like we have real world events though. So
that's true. Damn it.
So I won't lie. I keep telling myself, I'm like, oh, I know I need this card. I should just buy it now because I know, say 6 months from now or whatever, and it's like double the price. And I'd be like, damn, why did I do that? Like the whole situation before this whole thing went crazy. I had a shot to buy an evolution box for $115. And to me, I still saw it. I was like, man, that's so pricey for evolutions. Like, evolution sucks.
Rude.
And, well, as a, for a player, like, as a nostalgia, like, Pokedad Scott can say the same thing. It was fun to open evolutions due to the fact of all the classic cards in there. Like, it was fun. And now evolution boxes are going for $1,000, right? And I'm like, why did I do it? Like, I had all the stuff ready for it, and I was going to give it to Danny Phantom, and it would have been a good time, and I never got to it. And then by the time I was like, hey, I got this, and he's like, I sold my last one, and I was like, fudge!
No!
But it's okay. I'm not a big seal collector guy. Like, I have a couple things, because, like, we have a basic Pokemon pack, right?
Yeah.
We have that. Eventually, like, probably right now I should sell, though, right?
But what about 30 years down the line when there's no other packs left?
I know.
It's like Beanie Babies, man. It's going to come back.
It has to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then outside of that, I have a couple Charizard themed decks because, you know, just Charizard. And then I did keep the Battle League decks with Charizard and Braxen and Reshiram sealed because, you know, Charizard for, I don't know. And then Zekrom, Pikarom deck. But who knows? Outside of that, that's really it. Oh, and I do have a Champion's Path Elite Trainer box sealed. Because, you know, I pulled the shiny Charizard. There's no reason to open it. Unless, you know, I magically get the rainbow rare VMAX, which is like slim to none. But, you know how it is.
I do. That's a risk we're willing to take.
But, I don't know. Slowly but surely, we're starting to see Elite Trainer boxes for Shining Fates get within 100, just shy of 100, compared to the 175, 150 it was when it dropped a few weeks ago.
Man.
I swear, if you're paying triple MSRP.
Please don't.
Why? Like, if I came home with something like that and Shannon would be like, yo, what'd you spend on that? I'd be like, I spent $175. And she'd be like, how much is it normally? $50. Try to keep this PG-13.
It would be a solo podcast at that point.
It would be a solo podcast with an occasional Adam. Mm-hmm. Like that's ludicrous.
This is Pokedad with Pokedad Aaron.
Pokedads. Like, even as an adult and we have money, we could spend things. It's just crazy to just be like, yeah, that's fine. It's triple MSRP.
Oh, no, I'm good. I mean, and I think I really feel like a lot of people are, because the prices are going down, a lot of people are waiting, which I feel like is really sticking into these scalpers. It may not be worth their effort if it continues to have to drop lower and lower.
Oh, yeah. Well, someone had this thing on Twitter and it was just hilarious where it's like, let's just keep not buying product, and then the scalpers have to sell under MSRP for a loss. He'd be like, oh, all right, dude, all right. $55. I like, dude, I'll give you $55 for two of them.
No one else is buying them.
Yeah.
The dream.
I like it. One day, but, you know, slowly but surely. And I don't know if I said this last week. I think I did, or I might have talked about it during our break or pre-recording, but I am starting to get that itch that I kind of want to open Shiny Fates because it just looks fun to open.
You did talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just open, not like a shitload, just a few to where to get that double-decker taco pull, because I haven't screamed out double-decker taco in a long time. So.
Double-decker taco. Your wife is like running out into the living room trying to figure out what you're talking about. You're holding Pokemon cards.
Yeah, she'd be like, wait, double-deckers are back?
I mean, I would also be excited. That was like the one taco I ever actually got from Taco Bell. I prefer the chicken quesadillas for everybody's information.
But thank goodness that's not going anywhere.
No, but man, they're so expensive now.
Yeah.
To show my age, I remember when I could get two chicken quesadillas for $5. Now it's like $4 and something for one.
Yeah. It's rough.
So expensive.
Like a Crunchwrap Supreme. I remember when it was $1.50 or might be $2. I got one the other day and it was $4.19. So
back in my day.
Yeah. Well, like Shannon and I, we do live off of the Crave menu. They have this thing called it's the Chipotle Chicken Melt, which you would like, buddy. It's literally a chicken quesadilla.
I've had it before.
Okay. And it's, you know, it's $1 and it's just a little wrap with the chicken, with the sauce and the cheese. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still hungry, even after like five of them.
You should probably not be eating five of those. I'm just saying.
No, my butthole doesn't appreciate that.
I don't think anything would appreciate that.
It's like, hey, do you appreciate this? I don't. I don't appreciate it at all. I like it. All right, bud. Well, that's good. I think that's good. We'll get there. Don't buy things. Be patient. I know we said that last week too, and Pokedad Adam was driving that home too. But you know what? We're going to continue driving that home. So let's get into the card of the week, buddy. You ready for this?
Oh, I am.
What is our card of the week for the audience?
Card of the week, which is surprising. I mean, in a sense, it's surprising that it's taken this long, I feel like. But, it's also, I think, a good time to talk about it because eventually there will be no time to talk about it. So, the card of the week is Rowlet and Alohan Exeggutor.
Surprise!
Dun, dun, dun. Obviously, the Super Rainbow is Shiny one.
No, the alternate art one.
That's true. The alternative art one's awesome.
That's so
I
good.
I really do prefer the alternative art. It's cool.
We gotta at least try to get you one before it's impossible to get.
I thought I had one.
I don't think so.
I have to look. I'm pretty sure I have one.
You have a hyper. You have the hyper rare, and the normal.
I'm pretty sure I got one. I mean, I'll have to go look. It's been a bit.
Okay. What's this bad boy do, bud?
So the bad boy does everything. So I like it. It has 270 HP. It's a grass Pokemon, obviously. It has the effect that costs zero energy called Super Growth. Search your deck for a card that evolves from one of your grass Pokemon and put it on that Pokemon to evolve it. If that Pokemon is now a Stage 1 Pokemon, search your deck for a Stage 2 Pokemon that evolves from that Pokemon and put it onto that Pokemon to evolve it. This is really a mouthful to read. Then shuffle your deck. Like it's like one sentence.
Then that.
It's a freaking IT case, if-then-else statement.
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah. So the really nice thing about this is it's not an ability. So all those like stadium cards and like Pokemon cards that negate abilities for GX Pokemon does not affect this. It also then has the
no, real quick
calming. Go for it.
If it was an ability though, it would be so much better.
Oh, it would be amazing. Well, this Pokemon is in the active spot. Do these things once per turn. But in this, because then you can do it and then you can swap it out.
Yeah.
But either way, you have the attack Calming Hurricane. It's two grass, one colorless, does 150 damage and heals your Rowlet and Alolan Exeggutor for 30 HP. So, and then it has the GX move Tropical Hour. GX does 200 damage for 3 grass energy. But if you have at least 3 extra energy attached to this Pokemon in addition to the attack cost, your opponent shuffles all energy from their Pokemon into their deck. You can't use this, obviously, more than once per battle. And its weakness is fire, because fire's stupid.
That's why? Grass is like, yo, fire's stupid, I'm weak to it.
Man, if I am healthy grass, the likelihood of me burning is, like, minimal. Now, if I'm all dried up and shriveled, it hasn't rained in a while, maybe, I understand then. Okay, I'm just saying. I don't live in California, damn it. I used to live in California, which is why I'm allowed to say that.
All right. We'll bring up one of the main things why we're talking about this deck, and outside of Rillaboom, as it's very good. So let's talk about the actions of evolving a Pokemon without an energy. It's great, buddy, for your grass deck.
So evolve, that question is really confusing, to be honest with you.
You got this.
Like, what?
Believe it yourself.
So you're asking what the benefit of evolving a Pokemon is without an energy? So, I mean, I guess in a sense, one, obviously it is used in your Rillaboom decks to put your Grookey, when you have your Grookeys out, to get your Voltage Beat Rillaboom out. It can be used in other decks for potentially evolving, like, I mean, I actually have no idea what other card, at all, what else you would use this in another grass deck for. But, I mean, you could use it for, like, an Orbeetle. You could use it for
It was really good for Expanded for Vileplume.
Oh, Vileplume? I didn't know we were going. See, I stick to Standard. That's not my fault. I'm sticking to now. And now
I know.
Yes, obviously, it was very, very sexy back in the days of the Vileplume, where when they sat in your bench on your turn, it would heal your Pokemon for 30 HP with their ability. You'd have 3 to 4 of them out, so you could do, even if your Pokemon, your Rowlet and the Lohan Executor that would stay out, would heal for 90 to 120 HP on a turn, which means, plus the 30 it would heal for. So it could negate 150 HP potentially every turn. And it, unless you're one-shotting this thing, it's never dying, which was great back then. It would obviously work in like a Delmize deck. For the same idea of getting the Rillaboom and the Voltage Beats out for that one, which is really just a variation, I guess, of the standard Rillaboom deck.
Which...
Rillaboom V.
Yeah, I was trying to think of this too while we picked this card, like what else would have been good outside of Rillaboom. The problem with the whole Decidueye is you still have a Pokemon then that could get attacked, or you're trying to lock your Pokemon into not able to attack at all, and having the Alone Executor out there, you could still attack it. So I'm trying to think, like,
I mean, it's super useful still for early games in some cases to like, there's those occasions where I don't have the ability to get my Voltage Beat out, and you can still use this to evolve your V into a V Max.
I was literally about to say that too. Option. Yeah, like you could use it to involve your big guys in turn one, which is crazy.
Yeah. Get them out right away, so next time around, you toss that energy on that V or VMAX, and then evolve it, and then bring it out the next turn, potentially. Make use of the Rally Low and Executor to do that initial damage, and just power through with whatever you've powered up behind it. It's a really versatile card. It's extremely deadly to ADP decks.
Oh, I was going to say,
insanely deadly.
That GX move is phenomenal.
Oh, it's so good. Because not only does it disc or put all the cards back into the deck, but that means there's nothing to Metal Saucer half the time in your discard pile for a ADP deck, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's beautiful. I really enjoy that card. And even though, like, you'd be like, well, is it effective? Not effective? Super effective? Even though you only can use this in grass decks, well, you is it grass Pokemon? Does it say grass Pokemon only, or
it specifically says grass Pokemon to evolve? Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's still super effective.
It is 100% super effective. It is such a powerhouse in so many, like, not necessarily so many grass decks, but the popular decks almost always use this, unless you're going with the weird, like Flapple decks or Decidueye, or I guess Orbeetle, you won't see it in either. Like those, like straight damage powerhouse decks, you're for grass, you're going to see this card in there until it's gone.
Yeah,
Always.
And I'm also excited because we'll probably be able to rock this with the new B-Drill for matchless fighters, where we talked about for one energy, if your opponent has a special energy attached to them, just knock out that Pokemon. that's gonna be kind of fun. It's a great card. I'm in love with it. I think I've loved it since Scott and I did our second video on YouTube. The fun thing is, I pulled the normal GX card, and he pulled the hyper rare in the same video. So we're like, this is great.
So what is it? It would work in a weird deck. I would say it would work in the, I believe it's the Ninjask, where you can evolve it and you pull out the psychic one, which I can't remember what it is called right now off the top of my head. That would let you one shot a Pokemon for like one energy. Like, that is another like sync that you could use with it, but I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that deck built. But it could be really fun. Or drops them to 10 HP. That's what it does.
Yeah. And then you would just... and then you rock Zigzagoon and just doink everybody. Doink, doink,
well,
doink.
You could Zigzagoon. You could also poison them before their turn. So you drop them down to their 10 HP. And then as soon as you end your attack happens, they take 10 HP or take 10 damage and they're knocked out.
So why aren't you building it? I feel like you need to now.
Time.
All right. I'll look into it.
I think it would be a fun little
jump start.
It's definitely like a fun little meme deck more than I think anything. I don't think it would ever become anything competitive, but it's definitely a fun little deck, I would think.
What am I God damn it.
Like, one, you have no idea what your opponent has, no idea what they're going against, and then they lose two of their tag teams or their VMAXs in like two rounds to poison and getting hit by this stupid little 60 HP psychic bug. It's perfect.
I like it. Yeah, we'll mess with it. We'll figure it out. Mad Party, watch out, baby.
I think, what is it, Koga that can confuse and poison, I think, is what it does.
Yeah.
Both Pokemon. There you go.
I like it, buddy. Well, watch. We'll come for it. We got you. All right. You ready to open some packs, bud?
Let's do it.
All right.
Our pack openings are brought to you by Top Cuts Central. Use code POKEDAD5 at your checkout on all single Pokemon cards to get 5% off on your order. Visit TopCutsCentral.com.
All right, you'll do two, I'll do one.
Okay. Do you even give me the options of what packs to pick, guys?
They're all grass.
Acceptable. All right, Zoolander 9, Harry, my dick, Richard, my titties, Jack 4, Harry, Linda, Kyle.
My dick, Richard. Jeez. Harry
my
tits.
My dick, Richard, my titties. Dark energy.
Shannon Trump doesn't know what's going on.
Nessa. Krokorok.
Nice.
Yep. A Whooper.
Whooper.
A Galarian Meowth. Seen a lot of play of those lately, too. Cottonee. Aracuda. Ninkata.
Ooh.
Wailord. All shiny.
Ooh.
And a Charizard. Nice.
Hey, not bad, man. The only time when you get excited for
a I retract my nice statement for a Charizard. Yeah, I retract that statement. That was not heard. That will obviously be edited out, and you guys are hearing none of this. Clearly.
Clearly, that's a thing, right?
Clearly. We're going to edit out all of our stuff we say all the time.
All the time. All the time. We got Zoolander, 7, Dix, Harry, Yolanda, Timothy, Jacob, Zoolander, Cat, 7, Boik, Dick, 7.
Nice.
We have Water Energy, Girafarig, I said it right this time, Pokedad Adam, Electric.
Can't wait for him to correct you.
Delmize, Trubbish, Tynamo, Kalapupus, Wubat. Tello. Reverses Alistair. Ugh! And a hollow Zekrom. Oh, cool. All right.
Super Shane.
You know, the Reshiram and Zekrom, I always thought they were they're well-designed Pokemon until you see their tails. And you're like, why? Why are they like that? And if people don't know, there are these big bald things on their butts. And it just totally ruins it for me. Like, it's dumb.
Just don't look at their butt. Problem solved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just don't look at an incredible Pokemon butt. That's all good.
Especially in the games where literally you're looking at their butts as they're going to attack your opponent. Just don't look.
Just close your eyes. What happened? What happened? I don't know what happened.
Blindfold Pokemon playing. It happens. It exists. Z-cock. Kyle Z. That would be Zoolander. Richard Kyle Wood Boyk. X-ray. Zoolander 994.
Numbers. Weird.
Yeah, they came at the end. Steel energy. Metal. Whatever it is. Excadrill. B. Girafarig. I don't know. I'm just Picky Peck. Oh, no. It's frozen. All right.
I'm back.
Poochyena. We're good. Rockruff. Blitzel. We've lost him again. All right. Skidoo.
Skippy Skidoo.
A reverse holo Keralis. And Quagsire.
It's all right. One dud out of three. That's fine.
We got that nice Charizard for whoever wants Charizard to burn.
To burn it. Question. I don't know if you know this or not either. Rockruff.
Let's find out.
Mm-hmm. What generation is Rockruff in? Okay, that's not important. That part's not important.
Sun and Moon one? So 7? Right?
Is it? Is it Sun and Moon? Is it that new?
I think so.
Oh. Okay.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure Ash has a Rockruff in Sun and Moon.
Okay.
He is Gen 7. I'm awesome.
Okay. How does it choose to evolve into its evolution? One is, it looks like it's like evil and crazy looking, and the other one is like a dog.
So I had the answer because I Googled this just now and clicked on the wiki link.
I like it.
Do you want to know?
Yes. I would love to
know. The form it evolves into depends on the game or on the game it evolves in and on the time at which it evolves.
What?
So depending on which game and the time.
Okay, so it depends if you had Sun or Moon and if it was during the day or night.
Yeah, both of those.
Interesting. Okay. I like it. Okay, that's cool. If you're listening to this on Spotify, please take 2 seconds and hit that follow button. Deeply appreciate it. Gets the word out of Pokedads on Spotify. Also hit that notification button, because if you forget that the Pokedads are jamming on Fridays, you'll get a nice little text. A nice little notification to say, yo, Pokedads just dropped a new episode. And you're like, oh, cool. I'm going to check that out. If you're listening on iTunes, please, please hit that five star, pats on back. Deeply appreciate it. It helps us out, helps us get the name out there, and, you know, it's fine. And even if you want to leave a 5-star and leave criticism, so, you know, we just want to do this show better, that's great too. It's like, you guys, here's a 5-star, but this is what you could do better. And if you want to be like the rest of the Patreons and be able to hang out with the Pokedads once a month, check out patreon.com/PokedadsTCG for just $2 a month. Gets you in our Discord, the opportunity to hang out with us, and the opportunity to play our tournament that's coming up shortly that we forgot to choose 3 cards, which we will get to in a sec. And, second tier for $5 gets you early access, the hangs, the tournaments, the Discord, all the fun things. And for $10 gets you extra episodes of Pokedads, early access to Pokedads, and all the other fun things with the Discord, hangout, tournaments, and whatever our heart decide to do in the future. So again, that's patreon.com/pokedadsTCG. And please help us keep the lights on and our wives not to yell at us thinking we're wasting time an hour and a half every week.
Yes, a half hour. Definitely just a half hour.
No, it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, just an hour and a half. Definitely.
All right, real quick.
The point still stands.
I like it. Real quick, three cards. What do you got here?
Mew V.
Okay.
From Darkness Ablaze.
Gotcha.
We're going to go with another Darkness Ablaze here. Scroll down. We got a Lugia.
Oh, okay. Lugia V? Lugia. GX?
No, just Lugia from Darkness Ablaze.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool. Oh, Lugia. For some reason, I was thinking Latios for, I don't know why. And I'm going to go with B from Vivid Voltage. Okay. So maybe get some fighting love out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. All right. Well, Wood, that was fun. Thanks for hanging.
Hell yeah.
As always, I'm Polkadad Rick.
I'm Polkadad Aaron.
I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, whatever you're doing. In Chicago, we're having some wonderful weather right now. Loving the 50-degree weather. We're about to probably get hit by one more snowstorm because it's what happens. And then it's going to rain for like six straight weeks. So
I got to get some seed down if that's going to be the case. I got to get on that.
You can't think of it. Poke dads.
Poke dads. Dad responsibilities. Got to seed your lawn, people.
With what company should you seed with?
With your own. Go get your damn aerator. Find some seed that has zero weed seeded in it. Plant that shit. Water it for 2 weeks. And you're good.
Aaron did that for a small time as a living, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I ever actually do it. No, I'm really bad about it, which is why I'm trying to be better this year about it. That's like my New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to make my lawn look better.
That's such a bad thing. I love it. I love it. Man, you have a wonderful night, man. You have a great one. Deuces.
You too.
Oh, wait. Say your thing.
Question of the week.
We're never leaving. Question of the week is, what was the YouTube creator's name that we were talking about for this week's segment? So we'll keep it that way. And then now Aaron, do it.
May your polls be ever like my lawn will be eventually. Really good looking.
I thought you were going to say really green. I think you failed.
I mean, I was going with that.
You should have.
But too bad. We're not changing it. We don't edit this shit.
Nice.
Also in the webcam.
Nice. I had webcam. Let's do this. I'll turn it on. And it is
gone. Game over, man. Did it crash?
Wrong button.
I'm just like, one, two, and his webcam crashed his computer.
What happened? What's going on? I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's great.
That's funny.
Oh.